Hi, my name is Kieran Burns. I'm the curator of Postcolonial, which is a new temporary exhibition opening at the House of European History in Brussels.
And what are we going to see in this show?
So this is a temporary exhibition, Richard, that is about the centrality of colonialism in European history, how it has over five centuries shaped lives, and how it continues to have an impact and a legacy right up until the present day.
What are visitors going to actually see? What is illustrating in the show this?
Well, we've done a couple of things which are, let's say, new for the House of European History, as well as historical objects and documents and images. The centre of this exhibition are eight personal stories which have been shared with us by individuals whose lives or whose family history have been shaped by European colonialism. For example, Ewald Cachevenia, one of our personal stories contributors, grandmother was a survivor of the Herero genocide in 1904. We had the experience of Eva Bibu, whose father was a tirailleur Senegalese after World War II. We have the experience of Hilda Vache, who was a migrant worker from Cape Verde and came to Portugal in the 1960s. So we tell the story, let's say, traditionally with objects and images, but we also do it through these personal stories which have been shared with us and really bring the visitor face to face with how, as I said, colonialism has shaped lives.
So how this witnessing by these people, how do we see it? Is it all written? Is it spoken?
So these are video testimonies that they have recorded, especially with us. And each of these personal story contributors also shares an object or an image which is important to them or to their family history. So you will see those ensembles as you go through the exhibition. Also, a thing that we've done here, Richard, is that as well as using historical objects, we have some really interesting, let's say, contemporary art, which illustrates the narrative and helps bring the narrative to life and fills in some of the gaps in the history of colonialism. Because colonialism is always written from the point of view of the colonizer, the history of it. So these artworks help bring it to life, but also help shift the perspective and show how, from the point of view of the enslaved or the colonized, history also appears.
Is there any witnessing by the colonizers?
This is an exhibition which really focuses on the agency and the experience of people who have been colonized. So the viewpoint of the colonizer as such is usually the traditional viewpoint within museums. So this is really the departure that we're taking by placing that emphasis on the agency and the personal stories of people who've been impacted by this.
And that way people will get a really interesting overall view of what colonialism was.
Yes, indeed. The basics, the fundamentals of it. It's a trans-European story. It's a global story. It's something which has originated in Europe and then has spread literally globally. So it's a really appropriate and important thing for the House of European History to be talking about. And we do it in a way which we hope will make it interesting and engaging and lively for the visitor to experience.
And the show is on for?
The show is on for almost a year. So we will be closing in late March 2027. Very important thing to say. Two things, we are open on Monday afternoons, which not many exhibitions in Brussels are, and we're also entirely free as well.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.